Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing
gets me down. You got it tough. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Read, listen, ask questions. You can take answer a poll question. That's real quick. It just takes you a couple of seconds. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. We'll follow you home with our newsletter, with our Real Simple Syndication tools, with a lot of different ways. You can find me on Twitter at Jim Blasingame, also on Facebook the same way. So check it out when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. All the other things that you can do with us are right there, pretty handy, right there on the homepage. Bill Schley is on our website. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. We've talked about a lot of different things, but he's the author of The Microscript Rules, which is an outstanding book I've been telling you about for a long time. But mostly today, Bill, we're talking in the last couple of visits, actually, we've been talking about entrepreneurship. And, you know, one of the things that that I do think there is, where there is a difference between a small business owner and an entrepreneur, if you inherited a business from your parents, and you keep running that business basically the way your parents did, then you're a small business owner. Congratulations. God bless you. I love you. I'm so proud of you. But yep. You probably yep. aren't an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you started the business from scratch and yep. then grow it and then just run it basically after you get it established, you once were an entrepreneur, and now you're a small business owner. Now, that's one of the distinctions that I make. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting one. I see, as I started to research this book that we're working on too, I met some people that inherited businesses, and they were more. It turns out they're more entrepreneurial than the person they inherited the business from.
Well, if they took that business and did something else with it, then to me, entrepreneurship. This you and I talked about this a minute ago. Entrepreneurship yep. is not what you own; it's what you do.
Entrepreneurship, I believe, it's having an idea, and then being willing to act
right.
to make
exactly
that idea
right.
a reality.
That's exactly
a reality,
right.
And that's why you can be an entrepreneur in business. But you can be an entrepreneur in society. You can even be an entrepreneur in battle.
Education. I've seen entrepreneurial educators. Yeah.
That's right. People that have a vision to make something better or make something that hasn't been done before.
And it's always associated to me. It's always associated
right.
with risk.
Well, but here's why. Because there's nothing in the world that's worth doing. This is what your grandmother would tell you this.
Yeah.
Nothing in the world worth doing that doesn't involve a little bit of challenge.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't involve a little risk and a little bit of pain. Nothing, no gain in,
right.
I don't care what's physical in your body,
mm-hmm.
I don't care whether it's anything you do, whether it's competition, it involves something. If you don't want to have any pain, any risk, then you know what, then you stay where you are and you stay mediocre. But if you're willing to go for something, then you've got to risk that those something. Again, sometimes it's failure, sometimes it's, whatever it is you're risking, sometimes it's financial risk. So there has to be a willingness to do this. But see, what I wanted to say earlier, it's not about the risk. The entrepreneur, the skydiver goes skydiving.
No, I agree with you.
He wants to fly.
I agree with you.
This is the point I wanted to make before. I say to people, I don't jump out because I like to fear death. I jump out because I want to fly like a bird. I want to fly like
right.
Superman. I get that thrill. And the only way I can do that is by, unfortunately, I have to jump out of a plane and wear a parachute and learn how to use it. Now, I learned to manage that risk, but the risk, because I want to fly and I want to get somewhere, which is the feeling of flight, I'm willing to learn to manage the risk to get there. And I think an entrepreneur, if it was just about risk, people wouldn't be successful.
No, I agree with
you. Idea,
yeah.
The idea that inspires that person, and that person can inspire in others to give the people around him an inspiring mission. That is what it's all about, and I think that's what drives people to go to work and work 80 hours a week.
100%.
And there's risk in the process. In the process, there's risk, but good entrepreneurs manage that risk and try to make that risk as little as they possibly can.
I agree with that because I don't think people wake up in the morning and want to take risks. I just think, as you said, but see, here's the thing, and it's not even about risk. It's about being able to get comfortable with the possibility of failure. An entrepreneur has found a way to have a relationship with failure. In my opinion, the thing is that you will fail. And hopefully there'll be little failures, but you will fail because you're not going to do it all right. And if you can't handle that, then you're not going to be happy as an entrepreneur.
There's nothing that we're finding out that's more important than that. Mm-hmm. You know, a great person once told me, I love this line, that an entrepreneur learns to you fail your way to success.
There's no question.
You literally fail your way to success because every time you try something, an entrepreneur thinks he's got a different frame in his mind. A failure is learning. A failure is a learning experience. If you change that word, failure means learning. And every time you fail, you learn something else and find a different way. And you know James Dyson, who invented the vacuum cleaner, he said, I love mistakes. Yeah. I love mistakes.
And Bill, this is why I learn how to do it better. This is why Europe does not have the same entrepreneurial makeup as the United States does, because in Europe, they have a different relationship with failure. They abhor failure. They punish failure. In America, we redeem failure. Europe punishes failure. Hold on to that thought. Bill, give us your website quickly, please.
Bill Schley. Just BillSchley.com. That's all you need.
S-C-H-L-E-Y is his last name. BillSchley.com. His book is called The Microscript Rules. We come back. I want to talk a little bit about how many academics define entrepreneurs. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.